大家新年好
，Happy New Year！
站在这里，我要代表我们在 New Jersey 的那个家庭就是上次各位在 Sandy Storm 的时候，那边没有电，那么这位101岁的老太太，她的这个呼吸器啊，各方面就是靠着大家爱心的奉献这些汽油帮她能够 maintain。他那段时间他能度过，昨天我们为他举行安息礼拜，他已经安息在主怀里。
On behalf of a family, I would like to present my gratitude to this church. As you recall, during Hurricane Sandy, there's a family in my New Jersey church, an elderly lady who was 101 year old at the time.Who has trouble of getting electricity to keep her respiration machine going. And thank you for your love. And she was able to get the machine going because of your generosity. And yesterday we just held her funeral service. And at this point, I would like to thank you.
今天我们一同来看一段神的话，在以弗所书第一章第一到第八节。
Today, I would like to share a passage with you, which is from Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 8.
在投影片上面，中文、英文的经文都打出来。
Which you may found from the projector.
我来读中文，请George 来读英文。头一个投影片，第一节到第三节，奉神旨意。做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus.
愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, in love.
又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
He predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是在他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
To the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
这段经文说到神所赐给我们的祝福。
The passage was referring to the blessing God has given to us.
平常我们彼此说祝福的时候，
oftentimes when we greet each other with blessing,
我们乃是祝愿别人好。
Or oftentimes we hope and we wish them well.
可是神所给我们的祝福。
And however, when we receive blessing from the Lord,
告诉我们说是曾赐给我们。
It tells us there is a difference in terms of levels.
那告诉我们说那是过去式。
It talks about it's a past tense, which has already been done.
是一个绝对的言语。
It is an absolute,confirmation.
如果去查查字典，就发觉说希腊文里面讲的祝福跟中文讲的祝福是有分别的。
If you look into Greek dictionary, you will realize that there's a difference between the Greek word blessing versus Chinese word blessing.
我说过中文的祝福是希望你好。
As I mentioned before, the word blessing in Chinese means I wish you well.
这个希腊文里的祝福跟希伯来文那一个 shalom 那个字呢很相近。
And however, the Greek word blessing, which is very close to the Hebrew word shalom,
意思就是你如果领受了这个祝福的话，你就喜乐了。
Which means once you receive this particular blessing, it will bring forth joy.
你就享受各样的利益。
Then you will enjoy all types of benefits.
是你的心啊，所需所渴望的。
It's something you desire from your heart.
啊，是你的心所追求的。
It's something you look after and seek after.
你就完全的满足了。
Then you will be totally satisfied.
那么这个祝福，这段话的里面，我们怎么领受呢？
Then how should we comprehend this passage?
我们头一个看见这段经文告诉我们说，这个祝福怎么样得着的？
It talks, from this passage, we realize how may we obtain this particular blessing.
第二个重点，什么是属灵的祝福？
And then secondly, we need to know what is considered as a spiritual blessing.
第三，怎么样知道已经得着了祝福。
And thirdly, how do we know we have already obtained this blessing?
那么头一个，我们来看怎么样得着属灵的福气。
First of all, let us find out how may we receive this spiritual blessing.
啊，那么我们看见这一段经文的里面有一个重复出现的词。
From this passage, we realize there's a word has been repeated a few times.
这个第三节告诉我们说啊，第三节、第四节、第六节、第七节都重复出现这个词。
From verse 3, 4, 5, and 6, keep on repeating the same phrase over and over again.
这个三、四、六、七呢，说到在基督里。
It talk aboutthe phrase in Christ in verse 3, 4, and 6, 7.
在他里面
that is in him.
在爱里面
that is in love.
在他里面
that is in him.
那给我们看见说很明显的这个祝福一定是在耶稣基督里头的。
It obviously it indicates the blessing is in Christ Jesus himself.
耶稣基督对你来讲是谁呢？
And who is Jesus Christ to you?
他是你的救主。
Is he your savior?
那么你感谢他吗？
Do you give thanks to him?
他是不是你生命的王？
Is he the lord of your life?
你顺服他吗？
Do you obey and submit to him?
他是不是你的一切？
Is he all and all in your life?
让你能够得着安息的。
So that you may receive peace.
基督徒。
Christian.
就是一个与基督相联合的人。
As a person who unite with Christ.
因为耶稣基督。
Because of Jesus Christ.
你我在神面前。
That you and I, when we stand before the Lord.
通过他。
Because of through him.
我们就合法了。
We are become we have a legal status.
啊，我们跟他有合法的联合。
We have a legal binding with him.
在世界上面，任何一个男和的女，
no matter any man or woman in this world,
因为相爱的缘故，
because of their love,
他们结婚，
they were united as husband and wife.
如果说这两个人结婚的时候有一方很穷。
If when these two people get married and one party is very poor,
没有什么钱，
it's lack of material needs.
你跟另外一个比较富有的人结了婚了。
When this poor person married to a rich person,
那么这个富有的人是他自己的努力工作他所得着的。
Now this rich person has all the rich possession because of his own merit and effort.
那么这个穷比较穷的人呢？他呢这个没有他那样工作的机会。
The one who is poor lack of opportunity to have riches.
那这两个人结婚了。
And now when these two person married,
这两个人结婚的时候
when these two person married together,
产生一个结果。
There will be a consequence.
就这个穷的人
that is this poor person,
他没有什么钱。
She or he had nothing.
他就合法的 得着这一个富有的人他所有的一切。
Now he or she now is legally able to possess all the riches from that rich person.
因为虽然他没有工作，
even though the person may not have job,
他没有赚取，
and maybe he or she was not able to get income.
因着他们两个结婚的原
因。 And however, because of the marriage,
他的就是他的。
Whatever his or hers belongs to another.
弟兄姊妹，做基督徒也是这个意思。
Dear brothers and sisters, it is the same idea applied to Christians.
凡是接受耶稣基督的人，
whoever accept Jesus Christ,
就是相信他的名的人，
that is whoever believe in his name,
我们就跟他联合。
Then we are united with him.
我们发觉说在罗马书啊有这么一段话，罗马书第六章第五节。
And we know there is a passage from Romans chapter 6 verse 5.
这里告诉我们说，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
It talks about if we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
耶稣死，
Jesus Christ died.
他的死是为着你，为着我，偿付那个罪，我们犯罪的那个代价。
He died because he needs to redeem us because of our transgressions.
所以他替我们出了代价。
And therefore he paid the price for our sins.
当我们与基督联合的时候，
And now when we unite with him,
他的死，
Now his death,
就等于你我的死。
It's equivalent to our death.
因为我们跟他联合了。
Because we have united with him.
他出了代价。
Now he paid the price.
神现在看你看我的时候，
Now from God's point of view, when he sees us,
神不能再跟你来讨这个犯罪所有的代价。
He can no longer ask for the penalty that due to our sins.
因为耶稣基督已经替我们付了。
Because Jesus Christ has paid for our penalty.
也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And now we need to unite with his resurrection.
什么叫复活呢？
What does it mean resurrection?
复活就是平反。
Resurrection means regain justice.
我们原来在神的面前是不合法的。
Before we are illegal,
我们在神的面前
before the Lord,
不能够来到这位圣洁荣耀的神的面前。
Now we are not worthy to stand before the Holy God.
因为我们跟神中间呢有一个大的横沟。
Because there is a great gap and hindrance between God and us.
我们是个罪人。
We are sinners.
可是因为我们跟主耶稣基督联合了。
And yet because we unite with Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督复活了。
And now when Jesus Christ resurrected,
说明他在神面前替我们所做的，天上都同意了，天上都承认了。
Which means whatever he has done for all of us now has been redeemed and recognized by heaven.
耶稣基督替你我付了罪恶的代价。
Now Jesus Christ has paid the penalty because of our sins.
所以你我是自由的人。
And now we are liberated and freed.
耶稣基督替我们从死里面复活了。
And now Jesus Christ, he is resurrected for us.
他从死里面胜过死亡，得胜了。
He has conquered death, and now he is alive.
他得着天上地上所有的奖赏。
He has triumphed and gained all the rewards from heaven and on earth.
当我们信靠主的时候，
And now when we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ,
弟兄姊妹，你不要小看这一节圣经啊。
And dear brothers and sisters, let us not neglect this passage.
我们今天在基督里，
Now today when we are in Christ,
他的得胜就是我们的得胜。
Now his victory is equal to our victory.
他的奖赏就是我们的奖赏。
His reward is our reward.
好像他从死里复活，他胸前带着那个得胜的勋章。
It's just like when he resurrected and conquered death, and become alive, he was wearing a medal.
今天这个勋章也在你我身上。
Now this medal of being alive is also on you and me.
全世界要向你敬礼。
That all the world will salute to you.
魔鬼撒旦也得不能不承认说，哦，今天我们跟主联合了以后，主这个得胜复活的生命已经在我们里面。
Now all the devils and evil ones, they also need to recognize that the life of resurrection are all in us.
所以这个福分的开始是在基督里。
Therefore, the source of this blessing begins with in Christ.
说到我们跟基督那个合法的关系。
It talks about our legal binding with Jesus Christ.
我们跟他有了合法的关系以后。
When we have a legal relationship with Jesus.
圣经上有一个名词。
There is a term goes like this in the Bible.
说你我被称义了。
And which means you and I and now are being justified.
这个称义的意思就是被领养了。
And what does it mean being justified? That means being adopted.
我们等一下来看这个。
We will turn back to this term later.
那么第二方面我们跟他有一个重要的联合。
And secondly, we now have a very important binding with our Lord.
那说到神的灵能进到你进到我的生命里头来。
This indicates that God's Spirit now can enter and resides in you and me.
我们有一个新的生命。
We have a new life in us.
一个新的品格。
And now we have a new character.
我们是无罪的。
And now we are sinless.
我们在他的面前是有特权的。
And now we hold authority before him.
成为基督,
and rights.
成为基督徒啊。
And when we are a Christian,
不是我们努力改良我们自己。
It's not because of we have any merit or we keep on improving ourselves.
不是我们要怎么样的努力做基督徒。
It's not because we strive forward to become a good Christian.
你今天问问看在美国住的人。
And today you may ask anyone who live in America.
你问他说你是个基督徒吗？
And perhaps you ask him or her, are you a Christian?
你相信神吗？
Do you believe in God?
有的人说我不相信。
Some people will say, I don't believe it.
有的人说I try, 我试着做基督徒。
Or someone may reply, I tried.
这个不是标准答案。
This is not a good answer.
你要么有，你要么没有。
Either you have it or you don't.
你要么是被领养的，要么你就不是。
And whether you, either you are being adopted or you are not.
要么你是被赦免的，要么你就是没有被赦免。
Either you have been forgiven or you have not.
要么就是神接纳你，要么神不接纳你。
Or either you have been accepted by God or you have been rejected.
这是一个很清楚的这个分界。
And there is a clear division between the two.
我们跟他有了合法的关系。
And now when we have a legal relationship with him, we have been justified.
这个人叫做 Dr. Coop.
The person whose name is Dr. Coop.
他是一位非常著名的医生。
He is a very well-known doctor.
后来呢，美国总统任命他做整个医生中间的医生。
U.S. president appointed him as the doctor among all the doctors.
他是好像是有一个 terminology 说他是什么？他是Surgeon General.
He's considered as the Surgeon General of the nation.
他是费城有名的儿童医院的医生。
He is a very well-known pediatric in Philadelphia.
为什么他做所有外科医生的总监呢？
And is there any reason he can be qualified as the Surgeon General among all the medical doctors?
因为他是医学历史上头一个把连体婴分开来的，就是他。
Because he is the very first doctor who was able to separate 连体婴。A Siamese twin.
他是一个很著名的医生。
He is a very well-known doctor.
他不信主。
He is an unbeliever.
他的太太常常拖着他去费城第十长老教会去听道。
However, his wife oftentimes dragged him along to attend a Sunday service in the 10th Presbyterian Church in Philadelphia.
那个时候他是参加晚堂的聚会。
At the time he attended evening service.
他听Dr. Donald Barnhouse 的讲道。
He listened to Dr. Donald Barnhouse preaching.
如果你不知道 Dr. Donald Barnhouse 是谁的话，你恐怕还不会还不能成为一个好的主日学老师。
If you don't know who is Donald Barnhouse, maybe you are not qualified to be a good Sunday school teacher yet.
Dr. Barnhouse 非常会教主日学。
Dr. Barnhouse was an expert in terms of Sunday school teaching.
我去看他的书啊，看他教主日学的书啊，他有很多很多的图画的这个例子。
When I study his writings, I realized he had made many pictures and illustrations about the Bible truth.
那很容易就把一个神的真理呢，哎，一看呢，我们就能够领受，就能懂了。
And people are able to receive the Bible truth easily from his illustrations.
这个 Dr. Coop 就听 Dr. Barnhouse 讲道。
And now this Dr. Coop listened to Dr. Barnhouse preaching.
起先他在上面讲，他在底下听，听他上面讲一点，他底下就回他一点，底下就反对一点。
And whenever he was listening to the preaching, when Dr. Barnhouse spoke one word, and Dr.
Coop
will try to reply another word, try to argue against him.
Yeah, 他不同意。
He did not agree with the preaching.
大概过了一年以后。
And however, a year passed.
他开始了解 Dr. Barnhouse 讲什么了。
He gradually began to grasp the idea of what Dr. Barnhouse was talking about.
慢慢的同意的就多一点了。
And gradually, he started to agree a little bit more.
先从头脑上、心思上开始同意。
So he started to have some sort of understanding from his mind.
再从 Dr. Barnhouse 他的生命的见证，这个人身上，他开始同意。
And then he started to agree to be convinced from the life of Dr. Barnhouse.
后来 Dr. Coop 回顾他那些年在听 Barnhouse 讲道的时候，这个过程的时候。
So when Dr. Coop think back of all the time he has spent listening to Dr. Barnhouse's sermon.
他说我也不知道什么时候，反正就是有一个时候。
He said, I truly don't know when was the time. All I can say is there was a time.
我信了主了。
I accept the Lord.
所以你看见说呢，他呢就是在那一个刻，那个时间中，他就信主了，他就成为与基督联合了。
And there was a moment in time, all of a sudden he accept the Lord, and then has been united with the Lord.
不是什么经过什么戏剧性的转变。
There is no dramatic, things happening to him.
不是经过一个长的过程。
It's not going through a long process either.
要么有，要么就没有。
Either he has it or he has not.
那是本乎恩典。
It's all because of grace.
就发生了。
It just happened.
就好像结婚。
It's just like marriage.
要么你结了婚，要么你没结婚。
Either you have been married or you have not.
要么你在他里面，要么你不在他里面。
Either you are in him or you are not in him.
你想想看。圣经里面保罗的例子。
Can you imagine the example being demonstrated by Paul?
保罗是谁啊？
Who was Paul?
保罗是一个宗教热心分子。
Paul was a religious zealous.
他曾经啊，这个拿着大祭司的文书啊，到各处去抓，去逮捕那些基督徒。
Once he was he hold on legal warrant and tried to arrest all the Christians andin the land at that time.
他逼迫人。
He oppressed people.
逼迫基督徒。
He oppressed Christians.
把他们下到监牢里面。
He scared them and put them into prison.
杀害那些相信基督的人。
And killed those who believe in Jesus.
很多，他认识很多人，或者很多人呢，是这个被杀害者的亲戚。
And many relatives of those being killed because of Paul.
这个保罗你想想看，这个杀人啊，逮捕人啊，干了这些坏事，他的心里面，良心里面的何等的叫他晚上一个人的时候醒过来的时候想想看，哎呀，我今天又杀了某某人，今天我又某某人因为我的缘故被逼害了。
Can you imagine what he has been through, that each night when he is by himself, his conscience may remind him, so-and-so has been killed, so-and-so has been arrested because of him.
这种心里面的罪疚感啊，怎么能够挪开呢？
Can you imagine the guilt he has in his heart? How can it be removed?
在公元2002年有一部电影叫做天堂。
There is a movie called Heaven, in the year of 2002.
说到一个学校的老师在一个贫穷城市的郊区里面做老师。
It talk about a teacher who taught in a school in a very, rural and poor area.
在那个地方他看见有贩毒的人。
And in that place, he saw people who sells drugs.
这个贩毒的人专门找学校的放了学的孩子就很便宜的就卖给他们。
And those drug dealers, they seek for children and they sell drugs to the children, school age children.
毒品毁坏了毁灭了孩子们的生命。
And the drug dealing kills and destroys children's lives.
所以这个老师呢这个女老师呢非常的愤恨非常想说我一定要想个办法把这些贩毒的人呢把他们消灭掉。
And therefore, this lady teacher was very furious and very angry of those drug dealers. And she was trying to find a way to destroy those drug dealers.
他就想办法找到了打听出来了那些贩毒的人出没的地方。
And then she was able to find out the places where drug dealers appear.
然后把定时炸弹就安在那里。
Then she placed a time bomb in the corner where those drug dealers often appear.
结果这个炸弹爆炸了。
Then eventually the bomb went off.
放错了地方。
And however, she placed in a wrong place.
炸死了很多无辜的孩子们。
It happened to kill many innocent children due to the bomb.
这个老师，这个女老师发现以后，啊，这个电影就演了，她的心里面非常非常的不安，她的整个的这个人被压碎了。
And all of a sudden, once this lady teacher realized what she has done, she was crushed. She was destroyed by what it had happened.
这个影片就演她剩下余生的这个年日不能够克服这件事。
And the movie plays about the rest of the life that she was going through.
可怕的罪疚永远不能够克服。
The horrible memory and the guilt feeling, oppress her and she couldn't overcome.
保罗。
Paul.
保罗在这里说。
Paul said,
他说不再定罪。
No more accusation.
他怎么会有这个信心呢？
And how could he have such confidence?
他怎么能够克服他杀害多少基督徒逼迫这些基督徒他心里面他怎么能够克服？
How could she overcame the problem and the fact that he has killed many Christians before?
罗马八章第一节他说
And in Romans chapter 8 he said
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了
He said whoever now is in Jesus Christ there is no more accusation
他在基督里面
That because he is in Christ
我是贫穷的
Indeed I'm poor
他说我是一无所有的
I had nothing
但是我在他里面
And yet because I'm in him
我在基督里面我就富足了
And now I have all the riches because I'm in Jesus
我在基督里面我就算成没有罪了
Because I'm in Christ and now I'm considered innocent
弟兄姊妹你看见这个福分吗
And dear brother and sister do you know the blessing here
这个福分带给你的力量带给你的能力何等的大
Can you imagine the power you carry through because of this blessing
我们人都有记忆
That we all have memory
常常我们说不该说的话
Oftentimes, we utter things we shouldn't say.
我们做了不该做的事
Oftentimes, we do something that we should not have done.
午夜梦回的时候这些做过的事情虽然已经过去了可是他回来找你
And yet, deep at night, when we are all alone, all of these things we have done, all of a sudden, they came back and haunt us.
这是为什么这个时代的时髦病就是 depression。就是忧郁症就是在此。
And this is the reason why depression it become a modern phenomenon among all the people here.
知道自己做错。
Because we realize what we have done wrong.
老是觉得是自己做的不对。
And we all have the guilty feeling knowing we have done wrong.
在基督里就不再定罪。
And yet in Christ, we no longer will be condemned.
你相信吗？
Do you believe it?
你得着这个福分吗?
Have you received this blessing?
得着神所给你的祝福吗?
Have you received the blessing from God?
在基督里。
In Christ.
第二。
Secondly.
什么是属灵的福气?
What does it mean spiritual blessing?
我们看看保罗在这里怎么告诉我们。
Let us see what Paul tells us here.
我们很难数这个属灵的福气。
It's hard for us to count the spiritual blessing.
有许许多多的。
There are so many.
让我提出几个。
Let me just name a few.
你看见说呢，他提到的是一个是领养与救赎。
First, he mentioned about adoption and redemption.
领养就是得着儿子的名分。
What does it mean adoption? Adoption means we are gaining the sonship.
什么叫领养呢？
What does it mean adoption?
领养就是你得着了一个通道。
Adoption means now you have gained an access.
意思是通过耶稣基督。
That means when you are able to go through Jesus Christ,
你能够来到天父面前。
Now you are able to access God and stand before God.
我们所信的神因着耶稣基督的缘故接纳我们做我们的天父，做我们的父亲。
The God we believe because of Jesus Christ, now we are able to call him Abba Father.
比方说你看见有孤儿很可怜，你爱他们，你把他领养了。
For instance, if you have a great sympathy to orphans and now you are moved by your compassion and compassion and you have adopt the person.
这个孤儿原来无家可归，叫孤儿。
This child used to be a place who used to have no home.
他没有爸爸，没有妈妈。
The child has no father nor mother.
没有兄弟姊妹。
No siblings.
没有家的爱和温暖。
The person received no warmth and love from family.
当你把他领养过来的时候。
And now you adopt the child to yourself.
你对着他来讲就是他的爸爸。
And now you are a father to the person.
你的妻子就是他的妈妈。
Now your wife is considered a mother to the child.
你的儿女就是他的兄弟姊妹。
Now your children are considered this child's sibling.
他就有了这个特权。
And now the child gains the right.
这个领养的意思就是得着一个通道。
The meaning of adoption means the person now gains an access.
想想看今天谁能够进白宫啊？
Let us think about who can walk and go to White House.
进到白，要进白宫去，你说我要去白宫看一看，哦，要去看看总统，要看看白宫的布置，你走到门口，那个警卫的就说 Who are you?
And perhaps today you say I want to see the decoration of White House. Let me just walk there. And immediately you will face guards who question you saying Who are you?
他问你说你有没有预约啊？
And perhaps ask you Do you have an appointment?
立刻就被停止。
You will be stopped right there.
有一个小孩。
And however here comes a child.
经过这个大门口。
And now this child passed through the front door.
这个看看警卫也没有问他，啪就跑进去了。
The child looked at the guard, didn't pay much attention, walked through the gate.
这个如果是别人的话，这个哪里有人随便敢闯进白宫的话，一定被警卫这个挡住，要不就是再跑的话就拿枪也许得打他脚了，对不对？
If there's anyone other than the child, perhaps the guard will stop the person or even to shoot the person.
因为这个孩子是总统的孩子。
The reason why this child can walk through without any problem because he is the child of the president.
所以他有这个自由的通道。
And therefore he or she has the right to go through.
因为他是总统的孩子。
Because he or she is the child of the president.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you understand?
没有别人有这个权利。
No one else has this right.
谁能够来到坦然无惧来到父神的面前。
Who has such right and can access God directly?
我没有这个权利。
I don't.
我相信 George 也没有这个权利。
I believe George doesn't have this right either.
你们在座的每一个，我们都没有这个权利。
None of us has such right.
我们没有一个人敢大摇大摆地来到神的面前。
No one, not one of us can walk to God
因为我们的身份是罪人。
Because we hold an identity as a sinner.
但是呢，有那一天我们跟基督联合了。
And however, when we are united with Christ one day,
我们被他领养了。
And now we have been adopted by God.
那就说到我们跟他中间有了一个亲密的关系。
That means now we have an intimate relationship with him.
所以领养呢，给我们看见是一个通道。
And therefore, adoption indicates an access to us.
有了通道，就有了亲密。
When we have an access, now we can have an intimate relationship.
所以我们看见说，神赐给我们的福分何等的宝贵。
And therefore, we know how precious this blessing is.
领养还有另外一个意思。
There is another meaning regarding to adoption.
领养就是你有了继承权。
Adoption means now you have the right to inherit.
你是后嗣。
And now you are considered a descendant.
As an heir.
An heir.
在罗马的时代只有儿子才能够成为后嗣。
During the period of Roman Empire, only son has a right to inherit.
只有儿子可以继承父亲的产业。
Only son has the legal right as an heir to receive the inheritance.
保罗在这里重复的在告诉我们说，只所有的基督徒男和女我们有了儿子的名分，你就被领养了。
And Paul repeatedly reminds us that no matter you are man or woman, right now if you have been adopted, now you do have the sonship to inherit.
了不起啊。
Such a great deal.
这个哥林多前书第六章保罗说，岂不知道我们要审判天使吗？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul even tells us, don't we know that we one day will judge the angels?
这个世界是属于主的。
The world belongs to the Lord.
主要继承承受这个世界。
And Lord is going to inherit this world.
你和我所蒙的属灵的福气，神所给我们的这个地位，给我们的权利，有一天我们是合法的继承者。
And the riches and the position we receive from Jesus is that one day we will be heir to inherit.
这个太了不起了。
Such a great deal.
太丰富了。
This is beyond belief.
我们不能想象。
It's beyond our imagination.
我们也说不清楚。
We couldn't utter it clearly either.
什么叫做承受世界啊？
What does it mean inherit the whole world?
将来这世界和世上所有的都成了基督的国。
One day the whole universe will become God's kingdom.
所有在基督里的得胜的人，我相信和他一同要做王，一同要管理承受这个世界。
That all the victors in Christ, one day we will rule and judge the world.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们在新的岁月的里面想到我们所蒙的祝福的时候，
And now when we step into the new age, let us think about the blessing we are about to inherit.
主会开启开阔你的眼光。
That Lord is going to reveal and open your eyesight.
去年圣诞节的时候刚刚过没有多久，我和其他的五位弟兄姊妹，我太太跟我们一同去了德国的纽伦堡。
Last Christmas, five of us, including my wife, we traveled to Germany.
纽伦堡呢，我没去过，过去没去过。Nuremberg.
Nuremberg. It's the place we went. I have never traveled there before.
我去过法兰克福，我去过 Hanover, 我去过这个 Dusseldorf, 我去过 Cologne, 但是这个上次去的时候就没有去过这个 Nuremberg.
I went to various places in Germany. However, I have never visited Nuremberg before.
我到了那里以后，当地的弟兄姊妹才告诉我说，这个纽伦堡就是历史上有名的纽伦堡大审判，审判希特勒的那个堂啊。
Then when I went there, the local people tells me, this is a very important historical place. This is a place where the big judgment has been held, the hearing has been held when they were judging Hitler.
那么我们去到那里， 原来是当地的人邀请我们去那里传福音。
When we visit that place, the purpose we went is that someone invited us to do some evangelistic work there.
我不是第一次去德国。
It is not my first time, went to Germany.
十几年以前我去过。
I have been there more than a decade ago.
那一次都在西德这一边。
I remember at the time we were in West Germany.
那一次我在那里传福音，在那里带领聚会完了以后，能有机会认识当地的华人基督徒。
After I led evangelistic meeting, I was able to make friends and know some local Christians there.
有一个老华侨在德国待了三十多年了。
At the time, I happened to know a very old immigrant, Chinese immigrant who has been there for more than 30 years.
他告诉我说，在德国，德国人这个日耳曼民族啊，这个优越感相当大。
He tells me that Germany holds very strong pride of their ethnic background.
常常的，他到外面买东西啊，或者到市场碰见德国人，要问他们呢 ，Guten Tag 啊，这个，反正 Guten Morgen 啊，跟他们讲了这完了以后，人家就问说，你什么时候回去啊？
And oftentimes when he made a daily chat with the people he saw in Germany, after some casual conversation, oftentimes they were questioning him, saying, when are you going back?
他已经是德国人了，有德国籍了。
He has already received the legal status as a German citizen.
德国人说，你们什么时候回你们中国？
And yet, the German asked him, when are you going back to China?
那是十多年以前我对的德国的印象。
And this is the impression I had more than a decade ago about Germany.
这次去啊，大开眼界啊。
And however, this time I feel it's quite different.
我看见很多的中国留学生在那里读书，然后他们读完了以后能找到工作，而且能够留下来。
And now I see many, many Chinese foreign students who were able to study there and even find a job and stay there.
现在德国是欢迎中国来的留学生，然后他们给他们教育，教育好了以后，是想我们已经花了这么多的本钱，然后把他们送回中国的话太可惜了。我们这边需要这些勤奋这些努力的中国人，我们可以用他们。
Now Germany has a very totally different attitude towards a foreign student from China now.They thought they have invested so much in them and make them a good students, and now they want them to stay and to make good of their life in Germany.
纽伦堡附近半小时远的地方就是西门子公司的大本营。
About half an hour from away from Nuremberg is the headquarters of Siemens.
这个西门子公司里面有1000个中国工程师在那里面工作。
In Siemens company, there are 1,000 Chinese employees working in Siemens.、There.
其中有一个中国工程师呢，他是我们这次接待我们的基督徒他就在西门子公司工作。
One of the engineers there happened to be the one who hosted us. He is a Christian.
原来西门子我们想的以前都是什么手机啊，什么手表，什么电器啊。西门子公司他是做这个高速铁路的。
And in the past, we had the impression that Siemens company used to make some electronic equipment like cell phones and so on. And now I realize that they are also making high-speed train.
这个中国的高速铁路啊，能够这个那么样的快的起飞啊，所有的车都是德国去的。
The reason why China was able to take off with all the high-speed train technologies, all because they receive all the equipment and train from Germany.
这个工程师，这个弟兄，他就告诉我，都是在德国呢，这个把它呢，就是拆下来，然后呢，这个运到中国，然后中国重新组装起来，有了他们的高速铁路。
And the engineer told me that all the trains were disassembled in Germany and then shipped to China and reassembled in China.
德国政府给所有的中国留学生免学费。
that all the schools in Germany grant Chinese students 100% scholarship.
然后所有在德国的这个人在那里居住，我们包括我们这些外国人在那里做留学生的，都不需要碰到 Obamacare。
And none of the foreign students who study in Germany, they don't need to worry about or face the issues like Obamacare.
然后因为在那里他们是一个社会主义的国家。
Because right there, it's considered a socialist country.
每一个人政府都照顾。
That they were cared. Everyone who lived there is cared for by the government.
你没有工作吗？太太如果要生产的话，政府给你钱。
If you are out of job and happen your wife is pregnant to need to deliver baby, government will subsidize for you.
这个包括留学生在内啊。
Including foreign students.
所以现在很多中国留学生都涌到德国。
And therefore flocks and flocks of Chinese students, they rush to Germany.
有一点像这个60年代70年代的美国。
And it's very much like 60s and 70s America.
有中国留学生的地方就有中国基督徒查经班。
Whenever there are Chinese students, there will be Chinese Christian Bible study.
这些信了主的基督徒，他们得着跟基督联合这个合法的身份，被基督这个领养了。他们在主的面前想到，我们亲爱的同胞，好多好多都在基督家庭恩典的门外。
Those Christians who realize they have been adopted and they have received the grace from God, they also consider those who are outside of His grace.
所以，这个Xerox 公司退休的、提早退休的，我认识一个姓张的基督徒工程师。他已经看见那个合场的需要，已经投身在那里面，跟他的妻子每一年去两次，每一次两三个月，在那里要么传福音，要么就是造就圣徒。
And it happened, I know a brother who took an early retirement from Xerox, already foresee the happen what's happening in Germany, and therefore each year he took two or three trips to Germany and spend two or three months each time there to invest and to evangelize there with his wife.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们里头属灵的心胸和这个眼光被主来扩大。
May we be enlarged by God's vision.
我的这个电池差不多了，所以我得快赶快。领养就是有安全感。
What does it mean being adopted? That means you now are secure.
这个我们今天跟基督联合以后哈，不像你加入公司啊。
When if we are united with our Lord, it's not like you are joining a company.
这个经济不景气，你加入个公司，公司老板随时看你这个不顺眼，看你 performance 不好，随时可以炒你鱿鱼的。
During economy downturn, company can fire you anytime.
可是我们今天有了通道进到天父的面前，他是我们的父亲。
However, now we have access, we are able to face our God, and He is our Father.
我们永远不管我们多不像样子，不管我们做的多不好，我们的天父永远不会把我们 fire.
No matter how lousy, how bad we are, we will never be fired by our God.
我们有永远的安全。
We have eternal security.
然后领养就是会管教我们。
And however, once we have been adopted, we will be disciplined as well.
我们借着他的管教，我们会成长。
Through his discipline, we will grow.
我们蒙恩得救以后不是一帆风顺的。
Once we receive His grace and being saved, we will not have a smooth sailing in our life either.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣告诉我们说，每一个人，每一个神的儿女，都是平均要面对一个事实。
That Paul tells us that every single child in the Lord will face one reality.
在世界上面，我们有什么？
That is, in the world, we will have.
我们有什么？
What will we face?
有苦难。
We will face trouble.
早晚的问题。
Sooner or later.
但是神借着苦难、艰难，叫我们成长，叫我们茁壮。
And however, through trials and trouble, God edifies us.
好， 我们看过这些，然后呢，也看见救赎，救赎是把我们买赎回来，让我们得着自由。
And now we see redemption. Redemption means we are purchased.
啊，这个有一个传道人在911的时候呢，他要赶去教会讲道，可是那时候就乱成一团，这个，所以他赶快把车子就停在路边。
A preacher, he had an appointment to make some preaching appointment to certain place and during September 11. However, because he was in a rush, he couldn't find his way, so he parked his car on the side of the road.
讲完了道出来，看见他的车子已经不见了。
And after his preaching engagement, when he walked out of the place, he found out his car was gone.
啊，因为呢，他的车子已经被纽约市的警察把他拖走了。
Because his car has been towed by New York City police.
所以他就到了 West Side Highway 旁边这个警察的拖车厂去，想要去找他的车。
And therefore, he went to West Side of Manhattan, tried to find his car in the special parking lot.
进那个大门的时候，看见呢，这里上面写的说是赎回中心。
And when he walked through the door, he found out the door has been labeled as
Redemption Center.
Redemption Center.
他付了189块钱的罚款。
So he paid $189.
在他的支票上面，他们不是盖 paid in full.
And now when he received the receipt, he did not see a stamp written paid in full.
啊，他上面 stamp 说，这个 your car is redeemed.
It only stated your car is redeemed.
所以你看见说，我们被神救赎回来，就是神把我们原来被卖给罪、卖给这个魔鬼的这我们这帮人，把我们赎回来。
So what does it mean being redeemed by God? Is that God redeemed us, which we have sold our souls to the evil one?
因为他救赎我们，所以我们自由了。
Because He has rescued us, and therefore now we are freed.
啊，这个我的电池呢？因为今早上我去了纽约讲道。也没有插上电，所以回到你们这里，我刚刚我的这个 plug 呢又放在车子里面，所以 anyway 对不起。
Apologize that my laptop now is out of power.
现在你不需要看这个投影。
Now you no longer need to pay attention to the projector screen.
听我讲就好了。
Just listen to me.
这个印度的国父啊，叫做甘地。
If you remember the country father of India, Gandhi.
啊，甘地呢？他是很被人尊敬的，这一个民族的英雄。
He is a well-respected person.
啊，他说过一句话。
He said,
他说东西方的宗教都同意。
That the religions of both East and West, they all agree.
人类是不自由的。
That human are in bondage.
一点都不自由。
There is no freedom.
我们都是奴隶。
That we are all slaves.
我们都是自私的奴隶。
We are all selfish slaves.
啊，我们都在那里要抓我们所要的。
We are all struggling and try to gain what we seek for.
他说基督教也这么讲。
Including Christianity.
印度教也这么讲。
Including Hindu.
佛教也这么讲。
Including Buddhism.
人是为着自己的需要在那里努力，在那里抓。
People seek for what they desire throughout their selfish motive.
人在地上需要出名。
People want to be well known.
我们需要爱。
They want to receive fame or love.
我们需要身份。
We want to have an identity.
我们需要金钱。
We want money.
我们需要权力。
We need to get power.
他说看见吗？
He said, don't you see?
那是为什么世界那么乱？
That's the source of all the chaos in the world.
甘地接着说。
Gandhi continued on.
他说这是基督教能够给人的帮助。
And this is what Christianity can give to human.
甘地怎么了解基督教呢？
And how could Gandhi understand Christianity?
他是读托尔斯泰这个的书里面呢，他所得着的一些的印象。
托尔斯泰
这个
he studied
Tolstoy.
He studied from Tolstoy.
Yeah, 他说
as a philosopher,
在耶稣里你能够有自由的方法。
He said, there is a way you can receive liberty in Christ.
啊，怎么样从自私啊、自我中心的捆绑中间得到自由呢？
From, how could you receive freedom from the frame of selfishness?
他得到的一个答案是说，你就看耶稣了。
What the answer he got is just focus your eyesight on Jesus.
啊，耶稣是全人类的榜样。
That Jesus is the example of all human.
耶稣是用非暴力的方式。
That Jesus was using some non-violent way.
啊，那他放弃自己的这个生命，放弃自己的权利，放弃自己的财富，那是全人类最高的榜样。
He denied himself and forsake all the rights he.Had and became the example of all mankind.
他说：“你看见耶稣的爱心，看见耶稣的谦卑啊，那会叫你从奴役中间呢出来的。
And if you focus and understand the love of Jesus and the kindness of Jesus and humility of Jesus, then you will be liberated.
弟兄姊妹，你说他讲的好不好
？And dear brother sister, do you agree with him?
好不好啊？”
Is he right?
好啊,
Is it good?
讲得,
Great.
讲得真好啊。
Yes, indeed.
可是对不起, 我不能同意他的讲法。
And yet, I cannot agree with him.
如果我们真的看主, 越去看主,
And if you, we truly fix our eyes on Jesus, and the more we see him,
那我没办法得到自由。
I cannot receive liberty from
我只觉得我越看主我越糟。
The more I see him, the more inadequate I feel about myself.
我们今天得自由不是因为我们看一看耶稣作为榜样，那我们就能得自由的。
The reason why we can be liberated is not because the more we see him, the more we understand and we will be free.
我们所以能得自由。
The reason why we receive freedom.
这段经文里面讲到重复出现的词有另外一个词。
There is another phrase being repeated in this passage.
一直到第一章第十四节。
And continue on until chapter 1 verse 14.
重复出现的话。
Keep on repeating.
神把祝福赐给我们。
That God bestow his blessing to us.
是叫他的荣耀可以得到称赞。
So that his glory can be praised.
什么叫他的荣耀可以得到称赞呢?
What does it mean his glory can be praised?
什么叫荣耀?
What does it mean glory?
我曾经在这里讲过。
I mentioned this before. I wonder whether you remember. What does it mean his glory?
荣耀原文的意思就是 weighted, 有分量有重量。
Glory in the original manuscript means weighted. There is a value there.
就看见全世界全宇宙中间最有分量的最有分量的就是我们的主。
That throughout the entire universe, the most weighted is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们说把荣耀把分量归给耶稣归给耶稣不要归给任何。
And therefore, we should give all the praise to Jesus. Do not give praise to anyone else.
可是那个好像我们还是还觉得 很不可思议。
And however, we still feel this is kind of remote.
荣耀叫我们羡慕，叫我们被吸引，叫的荣耀。
Glory draws our attention.
其实我在另外一篇讲道里，不知道在这里讲过没有。其实我们每个人都在追求荣耀。
And actually, I have mentioned in my past sermon that all of us we are looking for fame and glory.
我们如果没有荣耀，我们人不能活的。
If we don't have glory or fame, we out of motive to live.
人会想我是谁
And because we oftentimes ask ourselves, who am I?
我在这个时代，我在这个时刻，我是谁
Who am I in this moment and in this place?
我们不单单是肚子饿了要吃饱的问题
It's not only that we want to breathe, to be able to live.
我们还要问说我活得算不算数
We oftentimes we want to know, are we being counted when I'm alive?
我们活着有没有分量
Is there any value? Is my life being weighted?
对我们每个人都在追求的
This is something we all look after and pursue after.
可是我们都知道如果我们以别的代替神的成为我们的荣耀我们的愁苦就加增
And however, we realize once we replace God with anything else as our glory, we only increase worries and troubles.Upon ourselves.
荣耀就是美丽。
Glory means beauty.
我们说主的荣耀吸引我就是主的美丽吸引我们。
When we say God's glory draws us, It means God's beauty attracts us.
因为全世界没有人可以跟主的荣美那个美丽来相比。
Because nothing in this world can compare to the beauty of Christ.
我原来的投影片里面，有一个投影片啊，不，有一个照片，本来要给你们看。
Originally, I was going to share with you a picture, which I placed into the slide.
但是很可惜，我的电池没电。
Unfortunately, my laptop is out of battery.
好像在你们中间发生第二次。
I believe this happened the second time in your place.
又一次啊！这个图片是1982年呢，这个 Florida 航班呢90号。
The picture is a picture of an airplane in
Florida 航空公司的
Air Florida
啊，这个九十号的班机。
Flight number 90
从 Washington D.C. 起飞。
Was took off from Washington D.C.
没有多久。
Soon after.
这个飞机就撞到华盛顿的十四街的桥。
The airplane crashed into the 14th Street Bridge in Washington D.C.
冲到这个 Potomac 这个 river 充满着冰的这个河里头去了。
Soon nose dive into the river which was full of ice.
然后那个新闻呢，那个相片呢，就报道直升机就飞去救援。
And then the news report showed the pictures how helicopter rushed there tried to rescue people.
只剩下飞机的尾巴露在这个水冰的上面。
Due to the nose diving, all they see is the tail end of the airplane showing above the water.
整个飞机里面好像只有一个人是醒着的，其他的人都是在睡觉。
And there's only one person who was awake in the entire airplane, and all others were asleep.
有一个男人在游泳。
And there was a man who was swimming.
直升机每一次把救生圈跟绳子落下来给他。
And each time when the airplane threw down the lifesaver to the person in the river,
他就把这个救生圈呢，就游泳下去，进到水里面去，绑在别人身上，然后叫直升机赶快把他救上去。
And each time the man will took the lifesaver and swam down into the airplane and tried to rescue others and tied the person with the lifesaver and asked the airplane to lift the person up.
这个绳子又来了。
When the rope came and the lifesaver came again,
他又转去给别人。
Once again, he dove down into the airplane.
三次、四次、五次这样。
Three times, four times, five times, he did the same.
第六次来的时候。
Until the sixth time,
他已经过去了。
He is no longer alive.
他牺牲自己的生命，救出五个人的生命。
He sacrificed himself and was able to rescue five lives.
他的名字叫做Arland Williams.
His name is Arland Williams.
这个图片登出来的时候。
When the picture was shown on the newspaper.
啊，就是这个起先飞机丢下来的救生圈，他就带着去游泳的时候，记者照着这个相片。
That a reporter took the snapshot of the image.How he took the lifesaver and dived down to the river.
他牺牲自己救了别人。
He sacrificed himself in order to save others.
这样的故事
Such stories.
比所有的电影的这些故事都真。
It's more real than all the movies, all the stories happen in the movies.
都美丽。
More beautiful.
都有荣耀
more glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主就是这一位牺牲了自己去救我们全世界上每一个人的这一位。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the same to our Lord. Our Lord is the one who sacrificed himself in order to save every one of us.
当我们今天下午坐在这里的时候，晚上坐在这里的时候，我们是因着他的缘故，我们会坐在这里。
He is the reason why we are sitting here this evening.
我们被他的美丽荣耀所吸引。
We've been attracted, being drawn by his beauty and glory.
我们就知道我们是沐浴在他的祝福中间。
And now then we realize we bathe in His love.
在他的祝福中间。
In His blessing.
这就是这段信息所给我们的三个重点。
This is the three important points manifest in this passage.
好，我们来一同祷告。
Let us pray together.
爱我们的天父，我们感谢你，在一年的开始，让我们能够来到你的话语中，被你吸引，被你光照。
Dear Heavenly Father who loves us, in the beginning of the year, we come before you to be illuminated, enlightened by your words.
主啊，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
And Lord, we give you praise and thank you.
我们真是蒙了大福的人。
We are truly the ones who receive great blessing.
主啊，我们是谁？
Lord, who am I?
我们原来是死在过犯罪恶中的人。
We are the one who's supposed to be died in our transgressions.
我们的天性，我们的行为都远离你。
That our deeds and our think thoughts are far away from you.
但是主啊，你没有拒绝我们。
And yet you did not reject us and deny us.
你愿意领养我们。
You are willing to adopt us.
哦，你愿意把儿子的名分赐给我们。
You are willing to give us the title as a son.
让我们在你儿子耶稣基督的里面，
so that we can be your son Jesus Christ.
啊，我们能够与你亲密，
that we are able to unite and be, have an intimate relationship with you.
我们能承受你所给我们的产业，
we can inherit all the inheritance you have planned for us.
我们在你的里面有永远的安全，
we can receive eternal security in you.
我们已经从撒旦的权下被你救赎了出来，
we've been liberated and rescued by the power of Satan.
我们谢谢你。
And Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你自己的荣美不断的要向我们开启。
That your beauty and glory continue to reveal to us.
好叫我们每一天我们可以抬头仰望你。
So that we can lift our eyesight to you every day.
我们的眼睛不是看着这个地上。
So that we don't fix our eyesight on this earth.
我们的眼睛乃是注视你的荣美。
But focus on your glory and beauty.
让你的儿女知道我们今天是谁。
And Lord, may you let your children know who you are.
好叫我们数算我们的日子。
So we may number our days.
得着智慧的心。
So that we can receive wisdom.
但愿今年我们活在得祝福的这个实际中间。
And may we live in the reality of blessing this year.
主啊，我们真知道我们是谁。
And Lord, when we know, we truly know who we are.
让圣灵在我们身上写信。
May the Holy Spirit continue His writing work in us.
好叫我们能成为你的见证。
So that we may become your testimony.
在我们生命的周围，无论是在美国，是在国外，但愿主借着我们成为赐福的管道。
And Lord, may you use us as a conduit to manifest your love to our surroundings.
祷告，感谢，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.